Hello, hello, my friends. It's so wonderful to be with you guys today. It's been quite the crazy day, and that's okay. I like to embrace those as long as my capacity allows. So I am coming to you today with a little bit on my heart. I wanted so badly to talk to you guys a bit about something that you may think you have down. And I'm challenging you all today to look a little deeper and see if this is something that you deal with, and that's involving confidence. So let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. My question for you today is, how confident are you? I mean, like, really, how confident are you? Because this is why it's coming up for me today, is because I think it can be so easy to look in the mirror and say, you know what? You actually look good today. I like your eyebrows, or I like your eyes. I like this about you. Or, you know, maybe you have lost a couple inches around the middle. Who doesn't love that, right? It can be easy to give ourselves compliments or look at ourselves and say, wow, I'm really proud of you for this situation. I really feel this is a win for us, right? Yeah, it can be easy to think that that means that you have nothing to worry about in the confidence department. And I want to challenge that today in an effort to allow you to maybe dig a little deeper, to let you know that it's safe to dig a little deeper, because I feel like there's so much emphasis put on, you know, how you dress, right? Let's just say that. Let's just say, you know, if I'm a little overweight, which I am, and I wear a crop top, I clearly have confidence. But that's not true, right? That means you have enough confidence to wear that crop top, but that doesn't mean that you have no work there whatsoever that needs to be done. But I feel like so many of us get stuck in this trap where we let that mean something more. And, you know, people will say, well, you know, maybe you need to work on your confidence. Maybe that's why you're not, you know, doing the mentoring you want to do. Maybe that's why you're not doing IPS like you've been thinking about doing. Like, maybe there's some confidence work that needs to happen there. And you would automatically just like shoo it away. Nope, I don't need any more confidence. I'm doing fine. I'm in this crop top, right? Like, life is good. I love my life. I have an awesome partner. I have amazing kids, whatever. But in reality, confidence goes so much deeper than that instant proof, okay? And you know that because you know not every day feels like a crop top day, right? It doesn't always feel like, yeah, I want to wear that. Dang it, I'm going to own that. Like, that's not how we feel every day. We have ups and downs every day, right? Actually, it's very interesting. I'm going to share this with you, but you guys probably know that I work a lot with vibrations in our emotions that we have trapped in our bodies, or vibrations in the stories that we tell ourselves. A lot of them, hint, hint, are super negative and low vibrations. And these are things that I pick up on. And that's why I'm so good at being able to help people with those limiting beliefs and pinpoint them and pull them out and say, look, this has got to go. Okay. It's all about that vibration. I was recently, a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, I was looking up this study, and it's SPANE, so Spain, and it's like the study of positive and negative emotions. Okay. So in this study, it was in Germany, they talked about how, you know, everybody thinks that love is the highest vibration emotion. And I can tell you right now that I have felt like I didn't think it was the highest, but I absolutely feel like it is way up there, right? Like there's not much else that can pass up love when it comes to feeling good. Raise your hand, y'all. You know it feels good to be in love or to love something or to feel love back. So anyway, I was looking at this and I'm like, okay, well, what else is there? There's one thing that is so high up on vibration that it's 4,000 times the amount of love. And I'm going to give a little suspense here. Let you think about it for a minute. That one thing that is way high up there that nothing else even comes close to it is authenticity. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this today is not only because it was mind-blowing for me, but also because authenticity really comes down to how much do you truly love yourself and have that confidence in yourself. Because if you are completely confident, you are always going to be 100% authentic without wavering. Okay. So if that doesn't feel like it's totally right, then maybe there's some things to work on there, right? So looking at confidence and just shooing it away and saying, I'm okay because fill in the blank, I feel like is a really big disservice to ourselves. I think actually what happens is that we dig into our self-love and we start to heal some of our trauma and we heal in layers. And what happens is we get so comfortable with the current layer that we're at that we just dismiss little signs that are telling us that we can dig a little deeper. So a lot of people do this. And I will say it's just kind of like a natural human reaction just to be like, okay, I'm good. You know, I feel good now. But don't stay there. And when you dismiss self-love and feeling confident, you just dismiss it from your mind, you're not allowing yourself to go a little deeper. And every single one of you, and I included, can absolutely go a little deeper. So one of the core things in my program, Deep Healing for the Creative Soul, is self-love. I was writing down what we do in each of the modules earlier today because I didn't have that on file. And I was absolutely blown away by how many of these specific modules actually are dealing with self-love. I did not realize it was such a cornerstone of the work that I do. And I'll tell you, like straight up, the reason why it's so important in my life is because I have had to deal with it. I've had to absolutely dig apart the things in my life that were causing me to not feel like I love myself. And when I tell you there's a lot, I am not kidding, okay? This is kind of, hey, Aubrey, you get to learn about what it's like to love yourself in this life. And I am absolutely tackling that and just embodying it in every way possible to the point where now I teach people that. That is straight up what I do. I teach people to love themselves. And I can help you to be able to find those cracks where you actually don't have the confidence that you hope and think that you do have. Sometimes there's just these little ways to tell. For instance, not sharing certain things about yourself. You know, well, I don't feel like it. Well, I don't, you know, whatever. No, some of you are actually saying in your head, it's not worth telling people. Like, I don't trust other people with it. I don't feel like they value me. And once you learn to value yourself at every level, it becomes a lot easier to trust other people in those situations as well. So that comes down to self-love too. So the more love that you can give yourself, which yes, includes forgiving yourself, absolutely giving yourself grace for all the stuff you did when you did not know any better, that is self-love as well, right? And being able to look at yourself and say, you know what? I don't appreciate this about you. So we're going to make some changes starting today to kind of turn that boat around. That's what we're going to do, right? Instead of, I don't like this about us, but I'm just going to ignore it, right? It's actually not good to ignore those things. All you're doing is putting it off. All you're doing is putting off the love that you may feel for yourself, the appreciation and the joy you may have in life, right? You're just putting that off. because you don't want to do the hard work. And I get it. I've done a lot of hard work. I'm sure I have more hard work in my future. But the reality is, the better we get at really looking at ourselves and saying, okay, what is missing in this picture, and self-reflecting, the more we're going to be on that path to authenticity and to self-love, the real kind of self-love that's not just what you're wearing, and it's not just how you feel one day and not the rest of the days, right? And it's not just how you show up for your business in one day, right? It's how you show up for 366 days this year, right? It's all of those in-betweens that we really need to just look at. And this is not to put anybody on the spot, and this is not to tell you that you're not doing a good job. This is more about reflection for your own good, right? This is about not dismissing a good feeling for, okay, I never have to deal with this again. I'm 100% great in this topic. Thank you, right? This is being open to allow more learning and understanding in ways that you didn't know were possible. Because that is the ending to every good story, is I didn't even know this was possible, but yet I hung in there and this is how it turned out, right? That's my favorite part. Even in personal stories or in movies or whatever, people cannot see the full picture. You may feel like you're pretty damn confident today and you're just like hot as hell, and that's amazing and I love it. But if the day comes that you don't feel that way, be willing to look at that. Look at yourself and say, well, okay, what is going on here? What do I have here I get to fix, right? Where do I get to dive in a bit? And a lot of times it's around worthiness and being deserving and regrets. But every time it can be shifted. Every time. Okay, guys. I'm sending my love to you. I'm really keeping spots open for my Deep Healing for Creative Soul because I want to see you in there. I absolutely want to see you in there. I am actually taking the course right now because I wanted to know what it feels like to be on the other side of it. So anyone who joins now is going to be literally doing the course with me, where I am absolutely going to fill in any holes that come up, but I don't expect there to be any. I just expect there to be a deeper healing that happens for me and for all of you. It's just going to be an adventure. So if you want to go ahead and sign up, do so now. You will get 2 free sessions, one-on-one with me, and it's only for the people that join up now. It's going to be amazing. And honestly, the biggest compliment I get back when people review the course is that they are absolutely mind blown at how much they have grown as far as loving themselves and being able to put themselves into leaps of faith where they're making bigger decisions and feeling good about it and not distraught with anxiety and stress day in and day out. So to me, that sounds like an amazing life, and I'm here for it. And I'm here to help you guys with that as well. So if this feels like it hits you and it feels like it lights a fire, then you can go ahead and sign up in the show notes. I'll have the link and the coupon code so you can get those sessions. And I just cannot wait to see what we can do in there. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.